This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will be in Northern Virginia today, visiting with a middle-class family to highlight the impact of the fiscal cliff on ordinary Americans. There are just about 3 weeks left until a package of steep tax hikes and budget cuts would go into effect across the board unless Congress and the White House can reach a deal. For more on how the public is viewing this fiscal cliff debate, let's get to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so Frank, as we get closer to this end-of-year deadline, how much attention are people paying to this issue?
About average, which is interesting. We've asked people about hundreds of news stories over the years, how closely they're following it. And this one comes in at about 60% following it very or somewhat closely. And that, as I mentioned, puts it right at the arithmetic mean of all stories we've covered. So it's not hugely attentive as far as the public is concerned, nor is it below average.
Now, we've talked with you before about this issue, and you've said the people want compromise. They want both sides to come together. And I wonder if you've gotten any more specific data. What do they want to happen?
You know, I've been studying the data very carefully to try to figure that out, and you're absolutely right. Americans say they want compromise, both in our poll and other polls that I've looked at. Americans say they really don't understand all the implications of going over the fiscal cliff. So I think this is one of those instances where an answer to your question, they're telling their elected representatives, you all get together and figure it out. There have been a long list of tests of various things, and it is well known Americans say, do something that doesn't affect me, i.e. tax the wealthy. That polls very well. That's why President Obama keeps mentioning it. But in terms of cutting Medicare, cutting Social Security, any of those cuts, Americans are not very much in favor.
So they do want taxes to go up on the wealthy. That's what President Obama has been pushing for, and the Republicans have resisted. But you're saying they do want taxes to go up on the wealthy.
Yes, that's a fairly universal finding across many polls and across time, including even recently. Same question has been asked. About 6 out of 10, perhaps somewhat more, will say yes to the question, no matter how it's phrased. Increase taxes on those making $250,000 or more, or increase taxes on the wealthy. And I think that's because most Americans make less than that. So they say, sure, if we need a solution, tax people that aren't me. That's what they're telling us.
But they don't want entitlement reform to be part of this whole deal.
Absolutely not. When you look at the polling and say, all right, would you agree with cutting for Social Security, cutting for Medicare, even cutting for Medicaid, which goes to the poor, of course, Americans say no. Maybe there's a little more support for the idea of cutting defense spending, and there is some modified support in some of the polling for changing tax deductions and changing the tax code, but none of those were overwhelming. So Americans really don't have a solution based on the polling, so they're saying to their elected representatives, in this instance, you all get together and compromise and find a solution.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thanks as always.
My pleasure.